Weather. Weather. Superstar Country 102.5 Weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly clear skies today with a slight chance for storms. Daytime highs approaching 92. Southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 68. Partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 97. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 81.
Covering Kansas and Nebraska, this is KQNK News on Classic Hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Butler County deputies believe they have found the remains of 77-year-old Fred Dieter of Augusta. Deputies say they were found in a wooded area a mile from where he went missing June 13th. Dieter was reportedly in the early stages of dementia. The Chiefs named Kansas City-based Populous as the lead design architect for their new training facility and team headquarters on 155 acres in Olathe. The Chiefs say more details and renderings will be released in the coming months. The Kansas Court of Appeals denies the Kansas Secretary of State's request to keep Senate Bill 4 in effect for the primary election. A court blocked that law last week, which would eliminate the so-called three-day grace period. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Summertime in Kansas. We've got heat, humidity, and the occasional tornado. But this August 4th, we've also got a constitutional amendment on the ballot. And that amendment is totally misleading.
See, the people pushing the amendment say it's about voting for judges. But in Kansas, you already vote on state Supreme Court judges. So here's what it's really about. That amendment will turn fair and impartial judges into paid-for politicians, letting billionaire political donors buy seats on the court and rewrite the law in Kansas. That's why you have to vote no.
So while you're beating the summer heat, do the right thing for Kansas. Vote no on the Supreme Court Judges Amendment. Don't give billionaire political donors the power to buy seats on the court, because the Kansas Supreme Court should never be for sale. Vote no on August 4th.
Paid for by Kansas United for Impartial Courts Chair Micah Kubik.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is being brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The American Red Cross has declared an emergency blood shortage after the nation's blood supply dropped nearly 25% in June. Donations have fallen sharply since the end of May, while hospitals are using about 3,500 more units of blood each week than expected during the busy summer trauma season. The shortage is especially critical for platelet donations and blood types O positive and B negative. The Red Cross says blood can't be stockpiled because it has a limited shelf life, and someone in the United States needs a blood transfusion every 2 seconds. Without enough donated blood, hospitals could be forced to delay care for cancer patients or limit treatment in emergency rooms, operating rooms, and labor and delivery units. If you'd like to help, there are several upcoming blood drives across our area. In Norton, donations will be accepted on August 11th from 9 to 3 at the Norton County Hospital. Other opportunities include Plainville on August 3rd, Bogue on July 31st, Waukini on August 6th, and Atwood on August 12th. The American Red Cross Donation Center in Hayes also has appointments available throughout July and into mid-August, with additional drives scheduled at Hayes Med. As a thank you, everyone who donates through July 31st will receive a Fandango movie ticket by email, good for up to $15 toward a movie ticket and fees. Work to resurface an 18-mile portion of U.S. 183 in northern Phillips County is expected to begin the week of August 3rd. The Kansas Department of Transportation project includes a mill and overlay on U.S. 183 from the north city limits of Phillipsburg to the Nebraska state line. During construction, traffic will be reduced to one lane where crews are actively working and directed by flaggers and a pilot car. Travelers should expect delays of up to 15 minutes. KDOT reminds motorists to stay alert, follow posted posted signs and refrained from using handheld mobile devices in all active work zones. Work is expected to be completed in late September, conditions permitting. Venture Corp of Great Bend is the primary contractor for the $4.3 million project. One person died in an accident just before 10 a.m. Tuesday in Saline County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2000 Dodge Ram driven by Robert E. Moore, 35, of Coweta, Oklahoma, was northbound on Interstate 135, 1/2 mile south of Smolin Road. The pickup crossed onto the right shoulder and struck a legally parked 2023 Chevy Silverado. After impact, the Dodge pickup entered a clockwise broadside skid, struck the guard rail, and rolled. The vehicle struck five workers in the grassy area to the east of the guardrail. One of the workers, identified as Toby L. Marco, 55, of Abilene, was pronounced dead at the scene. EMS transported another worker, identified as Caden Keith Hill, 23, of Sedgwick, to Wesley Medical Center, and the Dodge driver, Robert Moore, to Salina Regional Health Center. Five other workers were not injured. Moore was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the KHP. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency met with rural water leaders Tuesday in Hays to discuss the future of water systems across western Kansas. EPA Region 7 Administrator Jim Macy joined city leaders from Hays and Russell, along with water project manager and other local officials, for a roundtable at the Hays Convention and Visitors Bureau. The discussion focused on federal funding opportunities, building the next generation of water professionals, and addressing local water challenges facing rural communities. EPA officials said the agency is expanding efforts to better serve small water systems through its new Real Water TA initiative, which provides technical assistance to drinking water and wastewater systems. The program is aimed at protecting public health, helping communities meet Safe Drinking Water Act and Clean Water Act requirements, and ensuring technical assistance leads to real-world results. Another topic was the growing shortage of qualified workers in the water industry, as many current employees near retirement. EPA's Refreshed Water Workforce Initiative is designed to attract more people into water careers by bringing together government, industry, and education partners. Kansas has already benefited from that effort. Wichita State University received EPA grants in 2021 and 2024 to support its Future Water Leaders Program, which introduces K-12 and college students to careers in the water industry. EPA expects to announce another round of water workforce grants later this year. A man charged in connection with a fatal shooting on a bus in Wichita will face trial. On Friday, Judge Kathleen Watson ruled that there's enough evidence for 34-year-old Travis Finney to stand trial in the fatal October shooting death of 54-year-old Reginald Griffith, who was a passenger aboard a Wichita Transit bus, according to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. October 16th, police responded to a report of a shooting at South Meridian and West Burton in Wichita. When officers arrived, they found a 54-year-old Reginald Griffith suffering from a gunshot wound to the upper body. Sedgwick County EMS pronounced him deceased on scene. Investigators determined that both Finney and Griffith were passengers on the bus and knew each other. In October, Finney was charged with first-degree murder, criminal possession of a weapon, and probation violation in the shooting death. Finney remains jailed on bonds of over $2 million, according to online jail records. He's scheduled for an arraignment hearing on August 27th, according to the district attorney's office. Rose Marie Van Patten, 70, of Almena, Kansas, passed away on July 20th at Logan Manor in Logan, Kansas. Survivors include her husband Tony Van Patten of Almena, sons Ben Van Patten of Phillipsburg, and Matt Van Patten and wife Hillary of Almena, sister Carol Dennehy and husband John of Wichita Falls, Texas, as well as 10 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. A memorial service will be held on Saturday, August 1st at 10 a.m. at the Olaf Boyev Memorial Chapel in Phillipsburg, with Pastor Dan Dilley officiating. Burial will follow at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. Friends and relatives may sign the book on Thursday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. The family will receive friends and relatives for a visitation on Friday, July 31st from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Olaf Boev Memorial Chapel in Phillipsburg. Memorial contributions may be made to Logan Manor Community Health Services. Arrangements have been entrusted to the Huguenin Family Funeral Homes. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Farm production costs were mixed last year, but not in 2026. Looking back a year,
farm production expenditures are estimated at $490 billion for 2025, which was up from the previous year by about 2%, right around 1.9% for total production expenses.
With the largest increase as expected in livestock and poultry, according to USDA Chief Economist Justin Benavidez, the latest farm expenditure report shows crop farm spending dropped more than 6.5%.
Total crop inputs, so we think about chemicals, fertilizers, and seeds, were about $70.6 billion, which generally accounts for about a third of total crop farm expenditures. And they, in some cases, were flat, and in some places went up. It was a bit of a mixed bag.
Fast forward to this year, as farm input costs soar. Fertilizer is up year over year by 5% for ammonia and up to 37% for DAP. Since 2020, fuel and oil are up 32%, seeds 18%, labor 24%, and borrowing cost 71%. The Iran war, Chinese fertilizer export restrictions, and sanctions on Russian exports have all hiked U.S. farming costs. USDA's Economic Research Service projects the total per acre production cost for some principal row crops will rise in 2026, pressuring margins unless crop prices improve. Yes, that was moisture that fell in some parts of the state of Kansas this morning. Will we have more chances of that through this warm/hot weather that we have seen? We'll get the latest 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day weather outlook coming up here this afternoon to see whether or not we have more chances for moisture. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Summertime in Kansas. We've got heat, humidity, and the occasional tornado. But this August 4th, we've also got a constitutional amendment on the ballot. And that amendment is totally misleading.
See, the people pushing the amendment say it's about voting for judges. But in Kansas, you already vote on state Supreme Court judges. So here's what it's really about. That amendment will turn fair and impartial judges into paid-for politicians, letting billionaire political donors buy seats on the court and rewrite the law in Kansas. That's why you have to vote no.
So while you're beating the summer heat, do the right thing for Kansas. Vote no on the Supreme Court Judges Amendment. Don't give billionaire political donors the power to buy seats on the court, because the Kansas Supreme Court should never be for sale. Vote no on August 4th.
Paid for by Kansas United for Impartial Courts Chair Micah Kubik.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron on the Kansas Agriculture Network. For this afternoon, as one upper-level disturbance continues to work eastward, still a chance for at least some scattered shower and storm activity from far north-central into far eastern portions of Kansas for this afternoon. For central into western portions of the state, largely looking to stay dry. Then for tonight, as a more pronounced upper-level trough begins to work in from the west, a chance for some scattered showers and storms this evening back into western Kansas, and again spreading eastward as we head later into tonight, and likewise into your Thursday morning. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll have mostly sunny skies with high temperatures reaching up into the lower part of the 90s. We'll have our winds out of the east and southeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Into north-central Kansas, for this afternoon, a slight chance for some scattered showers and thundershowers with high temperatures climbing up into the lower to middle 90s. We'll have our winds out of the east and southeast at 5 to 15. For northeastern Kansas, for this afternoon, partly to mostly cloudy skies with a chance for scattered showers and storms, high temperatures looking to reach up into the lower part of the 90s. We'll have our winds out of the east at 5 to 10. For southeastern Kansas, can't rule out a slight chance for an isolated shower or storm this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny skies, with high temperatures reaching up into the middle part of the 90s. Winds will be out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Into south central Kansas for this afternoon on the hot side, high temperatures ranging from the mid-90s to lower 100s, especially down to near Medicine Lodge. We'll have partly sunny skies, those winds out of the southeast at 5 to 15. And we'll see clearing skies across southwestern Kansas this afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 90s to lower 100s. Winds turn southeast 5 to 15. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Ty Masterson doesn't just talk about taking back Kansas. He's doing it. Masterson passed a law stopping data centers from jacking up our electricity rates, banned China from tapping into our power grid, eliminated state income tax on Social Security, cut taxes and put $2 billion back in your pocket. Action versus talk. That's why President Trump endorsed Ty Masterson, because he will take back Kansas.
Paid for by Ty Masterson for Governor. Tom Devlin, Treasurer.
Thanks for listening to KQNK News, serving classic hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5. Stay connected to your community 24/7 at KQNK.com. And never miss a beat. Grab the free KQNK app for your smartphone.
The High Plains Country Station.
Superstar Country 102.5.